Sam, I keep kind of a journal, sort of what I call a sports diary, just a few observations, maybe a prediction.
Highly anticipated.
And just some reflections on my life. So I thought I'd read a few passages here this afternoon. Connor, if you have a little music bed or something for this, that'd be great. I typically start my passages going back to the last time I was on the ticket. In this case, that was August 29th, before yesterday anyway.
Okay.
August 29th, I'm sweating, shivering, laying on the floor of the backseat of my 1995 K car. I've just completed a three-hour shift on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket, joining Craig Miller and Jordan Keith on the morning musers presentation. And let's just say my performance wasn't exactly legendary. It didn't, as they say, go well. My thoughts weren't exactly flowing eloquently from my lips, and when they weren't all that provocative. As I was leaving the studio, I overheard Donovan Lewis in the hallway saying, quote, "This dude's generic, even for a white guy. Ouch, man. Oh, well, tomorrow's another day." September 1st. I've just finished an episode of the popular late-night local sports show called Free For All. I'm solo anchoring as my longtime co-host Sam Gannon is off tonight. Imagine this. I managed to actually anchor a broadcast by myself. How did I possibly manage that? Anywho, I thought the broadcast went well in spite of the normal pitfalls, hair being flat, face even more bloated than usual, medications causing me to slur my words. Anywho, I continue to feel good about the broadcast for about 45 seconds until I left the studio, and the first person whom I ran into was my longtime broadcast colleague, Clarice Tinsley. She looked me in the eye and simply asked, "What in the hell is wrong with you?" She meant it in the most compassionate way possible. Oh, well, tomorrow's another day. Trying to stay positive.
I see that. There's a theme here.
The theme. September 4th. Hey, I'm in the city of brotherly shove, Philadelphia, for the Cowboys opening game against the Super Bowl champion Eagles. Philly's favored in this game, but if I had to guess, I'd say this one might be a little closer than some would expect. Maybe something like, oh, I don't know, 21-20 Eagles at halftime, then a weird weather delay of like, oh, maybe an hour and 11 minutes before the game is resumed and the Eagles hang on for a 24-20 win. If I were going to hear on September 4th, as I continue in my journal, predict how this season might unfold, I'd say the Cowboys eke out a win against the Giants, lose in Chicago, tie the Packers, beat the Jets, finally put a three-game streak together before losing at Detroit and then losing at home to the Vikings. So I'd say something like 6-7-1 with three games to go, if I had to guess. You get lucky sometimes.
You really do. Luck is really on your side.
As our weekly prediction show on Free For All, correct?
Donovan could use your help on picks this year.
September 8th. Today marks the 7th anniversary of the debut of our late-night Fox 4 sports show called Free For All. You know the story. Our management decided to abolish our traditional 5, 6, and 10 p.m. sportscast, which a certain sports anchor had been doing for roughly three decades, and instead exile us to a 10:30 time slot. I said back at the time, but at least I'll be anchoring the show by myself, right? They said, no, you'll have a co-host. I said, really? Why? They said, because we said so. So after four or five other people turned down the job, we found a delightful young host from Oklahoma City who grew up in Boston, a girl with a boy's name, Sam Gannon. And as I like to say, if I'm forced to have a co-host, I'm sure glad it's her.
Wasn't the first option.
Anywho, today marks 7 years for Free For All on our television station. You'd think maybe somebody at the station would mark the occasion with a comment or a pat on the back or something, but no, just crickets. They seem to, oh, I don't know, forget. But someday they'll remember. Someday they'll all remember. Sam, we love having you aboard on Free For All. September 28th, waking up the morning with a nagging feeling that today we might get the word that four-time World Series winning manager Bruce Bochy will be announcing he's stepping away from the Texas Rangers, or the Rangers will be announcing that he's stepping away, or at any rate, he won't be with the team anymore. I don't know, I'm just thinking here, and maybe this is just a hunch, that the guy who is one of only two guys in DFW, myself being the other, who wears a full size 8 and a fitted hat, might think it's time to go back to Nashville and go fishing and hang out with the grandkids and stuff. The man who won a World Series with Texas Rangers, after all, who will the Rangers hire after him? I don't know, but if I had to guess, it might be Jared Michael Skip Schumacher, the former Marlins manager. As I look into my Rangers crystal ball, I could see in a couple of months the club trading away second baseman Marcus Semien to the Mets for who, oh, I don't know, Brandon Nimmo? We'll see, man. Let's continue with the prediction theme here.
Yeah, I see that.
October 14th, we're here at the American Airlines Center for the Dallas Stars home opener. Not sure what to expect from the team this year, but if I had to guess, I'd say they go up 3-0 tonight and then get a 5-2 win over the Wild, struggle at times in the first month, but then find their rhythm and go into a stretch where they get points out of 15 straight road games and 11 games in a row overall. And before you know it, it would be mid-December, and the Stars would be right there with Colorado as the best teams in the league. Just a hunch. Continuing with Ducey's Sports Diary on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310.
This is
the
a
ticket.
Long segment here.
November 15th. Boy, it feels really long. November 15th. Feeling kind of down today. So I thought I'd check in with Dad and give him a call. You know, Sam talked to her dad yesterday, but I remembered that I would need to reach him in heaven. I'll be darned if that very night I didn't have a dream where I was able to reach Dad. He said, "Hey, Mark." I said, "Mike." He said, "Whatever." He asked, "How are things down there in San Antonio?" I said, "Dallas." He said, "Whatever." Anywho, we were on solid footing, so our conversation began. "Hey, Dad, anything I can do for you?" He said, "Here's something you can do. Maybe you can get a broadcasting job on, you know, a network, something seen nationwide like, oh, say, Fox News Channel, where your first cousin Steve has anchored the number one cable morning show now for decades and has written best-selling cookbooks, as well as like books that have been on the Amazon GD bestseller list. You know, the guy that several presidents know personally." Dad was on a roll now. He continued, "And how about Steve's son, Peter, who's now White House correspondent for that top-rated cable news channel and who seems to make news nearly every day at White House press briefings? In summary," Dad concluded, "you have two cousins who are nationally known personalities, and you," referring to me, "are no longer in the regularly scheduled 6, 9, and 10 o'clock newscasts on a local station and have to settle for co-anchoring a show that airs at like 3 in the morning, co-anchoring it with a girl. Am I correct on that? Am I?" Dad wouldn't stop until I admitted that he was correct. Nearly broken, I waited for his comforting words that always make me feel better at the end of our conversations. He told me he loved me, quote, "in spite of everything." And then I woke up. Fast forward to today, 11:45 a.m., my alarm is sounding and I spring out of bed to head downtown and co-anchor a radio show with Sam Gannon. God forbid I'm ever allowed to do anything by myself again. Oh, happy day. That's Mike Ducey's Sports Diary.
Woo!
Oh, happy day.
There's a lot in there to dissect, really.
It's...
How do you get those thoughts onto paper?
It's How cleansing does it, and exhausting at the same time. It really is, like so many things in life.
Oh. That was fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you very much for hearing me out on that.